Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Cousins to the middle of the field. Complete. And that is a Redskin touchdown, Josh Doctson.
Josh Doctson's caught four passes this season. Two of them have gone for touchdowns. Just nine targets. Welcome back in, Grant Paulson, Danny Ruye. We are on Twitter. You can hit me up at Grant H. Paulson at any point during the show.
Find me. That's me. It's me. It's Danny Ruye at Funny Danny.
Doctson's nine targets and four catches through five games are a disappointment, obviously. But he has shown a couple times over now that he can play. And there have been a couple specific plays, including the 50-yard touchdown at FedEx Field against Oakland, where he exemplified why he was a first-round pick and, frankly, showed that he's the most talented wide receiver on the roster because nobody else could pull off the catch that he made. He almost helped beat the Kansas City Chiefs, and he made a great effort on a drop in the end zone that I'm not sure anybody on the team catches. But here we are. Fast forward another week later. He did catch a touchdown in the first quarter, and then he really wasn't utilized much at all after that. So here's the question we want to pose. And we can take your tweets at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. We want your calls at 800-636-1067. But we're looking for your participation and your temperature on this. I think we're probably going to disagree on this, Danny, if I had to guess, but I'm not sure. Josh Doctson is not playing a lot, and he's not being targeted, and he's just not on the field. At this point now, this far into the season, who should we blame for that? Who are you frustrated with? Is it the player Doctson for not playing much? Or is it the coaching staff that has chosen not to employ him and he's healthy? 800-636-1067. A lot of leaves to pull back here, Danny.
Yeah.
The coaching staff continues to say we need to see it on the field. He's trying to learn all the positions. Remember, he didn't practice a lot last year. Here's what I know. Josh Doctson is healthy, and he has not cost them egregiously with any blunders where he runs the wrong route or he throttles something down incorrectly. I mean, they had a near pick and a pick this week from Vernon Davis and Jordan Reed, who practice all the time and have been on the field for several years, both of whom were on a different page than Kirk Cousins. It's going to happen. I need more Josh Doctson immediately, and I'll go into more depth on this in a minute. But to me, this is a coaching staff issue now where I think sometimes coaches are too much about seeing to believe rather than just allowing a guy who was handed to them as a first-round pick to go make a play. And that's what I wish Jay Gruden and his staff would do, is just trust this player a little bit. Stop needing to see everything on Wednesday before you see it on Sunday. Allow him to take snaps away from guys like Terrell Pryor, who are not playing well right now, and allow him to flourish. So I'm going to blame the coaching staff more than the player. Where do you come out on this?
If I've got to blame somebody the most, and I love blame pies, as you know, they're so delicious. The biggest blame has to be the coaching staff. Because, and Master Sesfastian wrote this up in the Washington Post, and people have been talking about this for a while. Jay Gruden answers a question a week about why isn't Josh Doctson more involved, and he's given the same answer every time. Everybody seems to agree, at least publicly, that he needs to be more involved. And Jay's like, he's acting like it's this Rubik's Cube. Well, we just can't figure it out. Like, he's in some packages. I guess we got to give him in more. I'd like to. You have so much control over this process. The idea that you don't is ludicrous speed. I mean, it's absolutely preposterous that you can't figure out a way to get the first-round pick on the field. It's literally your call. You go in right there, and I don't care who else is on the field. So if there's a blame pie, the biggest chunk is going to the coaching staff for this. I think we need to give a big chunk, though, to Doctson himself. There is a distinct possibility that he's not that good. I understand the way he looks. I understand the way that he's caught, used his body position to catch a couple nice passes in the end zone, and that's kind of what he's good at. But down in, down out, are we sure? I mean, I know what I think. I know what the scouting report says. I know what Scott McLuhan loved about him.
But right? You know what you've seen, too, though.
Well, what I've seen is a guy that doesn't catch that many targets. I've seen a guy that maybe he's not getting separation in press coverage in the middle of the field. Maybe he's not. Maybe he couldn't escape from the guy that held him ultimately. It should have been a penalty in the end zone, but he's got to win on that route, and he didn't. I just offer that I haven't seen very much, and there is a chance that he's not that great. I think that's something we have to consider. I know he's done well in short stints. I've seen that, and that's good, the long touchdown catch and then winning that in-breaking route and using his body and catching that pass this past weekend. But there's also a chance that he may not be able to run effectively every route in the route tree, and it can only be used in certain things. And maybe he's a bad blocker. I guess my point is, if we're ready to say that these coaches are not using him, Are they now to the point that they're purposely not making them this team better to prove something? This is a results business.
No,
we all know that.
No, that's ridiculous. That's absurd.
And that's my point. I think we borderline on absurdity here if we start accusing them.
Well, no one's accusing them of anything, but let's have common sense here. We've said this in the past. Coaches play players for different reasons. Coaches dislike or like players for different reasons. I don't think this is a dislike thing, but coaches just operate at a different level. You and I, as an example, are of the belief that there's players who are great on Sundays that aren't going to be great during practices. As an example, Mike Shanahan wouldn't employ those players for long because he cares so much about practice. I view that differently than him. I would have different guys on my roster for that reason than him. As an example with Jay Gruden, he is at this point still not sold on Josh Doctson because he hasn't seen enough of him because he didn't practice last year and then he was hurt for much of training camp. I don't care about that as much as Jay Gruden. I know that he's a better player than Terrell Pryor because I've seen it with my own eyes at practices, in the preseason, in the regular season. He makes catches Pryor doesn't. I don't think Pryor runs that route that Doctson ran for a touchdown this past week in traffic as well as Doctson, uses his body as well as Doctson.
In breaking stuff, receiver. We know that, where Terrell Pryor has no catches in between the hash marks.
So, first of all, is there a chance, to your point, that Josh Doctson's just not that good? Yeah, I can't tell you definitively. I mean, who am I to sit here and tell you, wrong, he's good. There is a chance of that. I would like to see him play poorly before I say that, which he has not done, by the way. He's not played poorly. He just hasn't played. And when he has played a very limited number of snaps, a very limited number of targets, he's done something that no Redskins receiver's done in years. Mossing a guy at the goal line on a 50-yard bomb. That has not happened for a big wide receiver in this city. Using his size on the inside to catch a touchdown in the red zone. The bill of goods we were sold is that he's great in the red area.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that. And oh, by the way, while we're saying he might not be good, should we let him play and figure that out? Because I can tell you that the other guy who gets all the snaps, who keeps playing, time and time again has proven that he's not that good. So it's not like there's no spot for him on the field right now.
Right,
the wide receiver
there.
Positions are being occupied by Terrell Pryor, who's a jag. He just is. Sorry about it. He's raw. He's a one-trick pony who goes deep, and they don't throw him deep enough. And the other guy is Ryan Grant, who has performed admirably, has had the best year of his career, and has become a reliable option for the Redskins. But on his best day is a 6 out of 10. Josh Doctson was drafted in the first round, several rounds better than where Ryan Grant was for a reason. My point is, play him. And we're not accusing, I'll speak for myself, nobody's accusing the coaching staff of ruining the offense on purpose. That's silly. No one's accusing the coaching staff of anything other than coaches like things sometimes a certain way that just isn't common sense. Sometimes you're too close to the situation. You're on the outside looking in and you're going, this guy can help me. I don't care if he practices every day. I don't care if I think he's soft. I don't care if he doesn't play through injuries the way I want. It's Sunday. He's available. 40 snaps, 6 to 8 targets. Let's see what he does with them. And that's kind of where I'm at on it.
I generally default to that these coaches, despite bad clock management and certain things that I think are more tangible, aren't dumb. And to me, this is either indicates they've got a blind spot for this or it's obstinance. There's something that's blocking him from playing. And there's got to be a fault in the bridge, so to speak. There's a reason we can't cross to the other side where he gets the most snaps. He's gotten 37% of the offensive wide receiver snaps. Ryan Grant, 50. Crowder, about 70. Terrell Pryor, 81%. There's got to be reason somewhere along this chain that he's not the guy.
But you don't have to be dumb to think differently. Like, politically speaking, one of the things that I hate is that people think that people with opposing views are dumb.
Of course, and I'm not necessarily saying that.
Finish this real quick. So my point is, Jay Gruden doesn't have to be dumb to not use Josh Doctson. He could just value differently practice or Doctson's toughness or how many reps I've seen of him as an ex-receiver so that I know he's going to run the right route. Whereas I'm saying, roll the dice and take the chance. Just like if someone views something politically different than you because of their background, you could say, oh my gosh, they're so dumb. How can they think that? Well, guess what? That's how they think. So I'm not saying Jay Gruden's dumb. Jay Gruden's very smart. But Jay Gruden may just prioritize things differently, and I wish that he would just prioritize putting the best player on the field until he screws up.
Let me try to restate and rephrase. There's a chain link fence on one side of the fence at the end of this chain where Josh Doctson plays a lot and is productive. The other side is him not playing at all. We are not very far towards the him playing a lot. There is a breakdown somewhere. And if it's that practice value thing, what we're saying is the coaches are making a mistake in some way. That's empirically what we have to be saying here.
I agree with that.
And that way, I'm going, don't we have to consider the fact that there may be some credibility that these coaches have earned because this is another top five offense in terms of yards per play and some of the designs, and we credit Jay Gruden an awful lot, and we're asking people to understand that this is pretty impressive when you lose 2,000-yard receivers on the outside and Jordan Reed's a shell of himself and so is Jamison Crowder and you're still kicking people's butts on offense, there's got to be some credibility earned where maybe, just maybe, he ain't that good if we give them the benefit of the doubt on a lot of things. I guess that's my only point.
It's a fair question. I just don't think that's the case. Because the problem is what we do get to see from him on the field doesn't match that. The diving acrobatic catch against the Chiefs where he lost his wind on the drive to set up taking the lead in the fourth quarter, which was maybe his catch of the year. The big 50-yard touchdown catch against the Raiders. The nice play in the red zone this past week. The almost game-winning catch against the Chiefs in the back of the end zone in a tight spot in a small window where Cousins gave him a shot. Everything he's doing on the field the last couple weeks has been very positive. And so to me, I guess, yeah, there's a chance he's not that good, but for a guy that's not that good, he's sure showing up a lot with his limited chances. Let's take calls. 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067. I just think that the coaching staff has made up their minds that Josh Doctson needs to show them more to get on the field. I don't care about today and tomorrow and what Josh Doctson shows them. He's better than Terrell Pryor. He should be taking snaps away from him. He's better than Ryan Grant. He should be taking snaps away from them. Are you with me or are you with Danny on this? You're listening to The Fan.
There's no debate about Window Nation. There is about certain Redskins players or Nationals players. No debate about Window Nation. These guys are the best, and they've got a great deal right now for you. Yes, you. If you've been thinking about it, you've been kicking it around, now is the time. 0% interest. Not just for 1 year, not for two, not for three, not even for four. 5 full years, 0% interest for 5 full years until 2022. That is a great offer. Plus, you buy 3 windows, you get 2 additional windows for free. This is the time to make that upgrade, GP.
What am I going to do with all that extra money from not paying interest for 5 full years? Maybe buy a nice present for myself or for someone in the family with the holiday season coming up? Window Nation made my life better and Danny's life better. I got new windows, got new doors. They're the best. Top 5 home remodeler in the country at this point. 866-90-NATION. Call them today. Don't wait, though. It's getting colder. These deals aren't going to stay at the same rates that they are right now. 866-90-NATION is the number.
Got to do it. 0% interest for 5 full years plus 2 free windows for every 3 you buy. WindowNation.com or 866-90-NATION. Tell them Grant and Danny sent you. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live.
At 11:31, I'm Pete Medhurst, and we're brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. If you had your thermometer on the Wizards and Sixers last night, it was hot, 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 103.5. If you prefer high temperature, big time game. Of course, the Wizards prevailing. John Wall, 28, Bradley Beal, 25, double-double for March and Gortat, 16 points, 17 rebounds. What does that get you today with 100 points and a victory? Yes, indeed. It gets you 50% off your pizza order today at Papa John's. Just use the code WIZ50, W-I-Z-50, at papajohns.com to get 50% off your order today. Big Ten Media Day underway at MSG. Maryland's Justin Jackson, named to the 2017-18 preseason All-Big Ten team. The Big Ten preseason player of the year, not really a surprise here, Miles Bridges of Michigan State. Jackson, a year ago, ranked 7th on Maryland's freshman single season rebounding list with 199. He's also 2nd on the team in blocks with 29 a year ago. Baseball, Cubs trying to stay in it as they take on the Dodgers today. Jose Quintana goes up against Clayton Kershaw in that one. Dodgers leading the series 3-1. Yankees and Astros have a travel day. Back to Houston they go with the Yanks up 3-2 in that series after a 5-0 victory yesterday. Seems to be discussion about, of course, whether Jonathan Allen might be back before the end of the year. They put him on injured reserve, according to Adam Schefter, and obviously a Lisfranc injury. If you follow Lisfranc injuries, they tend to take a lot longer to heal than just a few weeks. So we'll see if the Redskins' defensive tackle late in the season has any availability. The team has signed A.J. Francis to take his place on the roster. We're brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, ready for a bad cold and flu season. A cold is a cold, but flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by medical professionals everywhere. From the Crop Metcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm Pete Medhurst, Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.